T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My son and his fellas. My son eats crap. He just does. He owns us. He rules us. He'll say, "Hey, Dad, can I eat a gallon of ice cream?" "Sure, man." I literally take the ice cream out of the freezer. I pop the lid. I throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds. And I hand it to him. Chocolate chip. I'm a child. Excuse me. And I'm owned by a child. He'll say, my son will say, so Christine, she actually runs the house. She's very organized. She'll say, "Vincent, time to go to bed." It's a true story. My man, on his way over to going upstairs, he'll whisper in my ear, "Can I sneak back down? Can I come back downstairs?" "Sure, man." He goes up to bed. She closes the door. He sneaks back down. He gets another snack. Last night, it was a handful of Cocoa Puffs because I was eating Cocoa Puffs. I can finally taste stuff like that again. So I was having Cocoa Puffs. Vince had Cocoa Puffs. My point is, I am not a positive influence in that area. So if you've been listening this week, I'm enticing my son to gamble. He bets me on Pac-Man video games, and he beats my butt. I owe him $1,260. I give him snacks and treats, and I let him stay up at night. And that's why my wife laid down the law, and she put new rules, family rules. She taped them on the fridge, and she said, "I'm not allowed to post them." She didn't say, she tried to censor me. She didn't say I couldn't read them. So, healthy options. Water or seltzer water. Nice. With juice. No roaring waters. Those are for traveling out of the house. Okay. Fruit. Bowls on the table with orange, banana, apple. Fridge with berries, pineapple, sliced apples in the left drawer. She even tells you which drawer it's in. This is my wife. This is what she's amazing. I'm a jagoff. I say stuff like, "Yeah, grab the chips, man. It's cool." I'm serious. Oh, well. Pantry with canned pears, peaches, mandarin oranges, applesauce, yogurt, Go-Gurt, Danimals, cottage cheese. Wow, we're loaded. Cheese, string cheese and crackers, hummus and pita chips, guac and carrots. Very nice. Very nice. Once you eat a healthy snack, you can have something extra for the list below. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Oh, my gosh. Once you eat a healthy snack, you can have something extra. Small bowl of Cheez-Its or Goldfish, pretzels, peanut butter crackers, a granola bar. Delicious. I usually give them, I have this 5-pound Sarah's chocolate bar. I usually give it to him. He takes a bite out of it. I got a problem, man. The kid runs me. After school, the kids get 1 hour of screen time on a personal device or computer. If I'm with Vince, he'll do like 12 hours on the computer, thanks to Rob Kenya. If someone has a friend over, they can spend no more than a half hour on their device. So if the child is over for 1.5 hours, no more than 45 minutes on the device. Look at this, man. This is like a training manual for NASA. Wow, babe. This is strong. Last night I was gathered around the fridge because it's taped to the front of the fridge with my daughters and my son, and we were cracking up. Here we go. This is the best. Ideas for non-screen time in caps. Clean, organize your room. Yeah. Reading. playing board games, cards. Listen to this. Building a fort.
Sure.
Air hockey. Write a letter. Dear Dad, give me some treats. Make a video. Write in a journal. Draw a picture for a friend or a family member. Do a craft. Look in the storage benches in the kitchen banquet.
Wow.
Make up a show or a dance. Like Let's Make a Deal or Jeopardy or something like that. Show or dance. Make up a play of Mice and Men. Something like that. Real basic.
Wow.
Write a story. Do a science experiment. Folks, I'm serious. This is all there. Write a story. Do a science experiment. Plenty of them online. Make bracelets. Learn something new. Sewing. Sewing. Ashley, sewing. Knitting. Knitting. Creating a website. Wow. Creating a business. Apple, IBM, something like that. Open a bank, maybe. Go to the library. Walk to Beverly Road. What do you do once you get to Beverly Road? Walk or ride your bike around the neighborhood or to a friend's house. I guess there's going to be more added. I was censored. Christine told me not to post this on Facebook. But she said that, didn't say anything about reading it. I think it's over the top. I think it's over the line. I think I have to unite with my son, buy some beer and pizza, and gamble on Pac-Man all weekend. I'm a horrible, horrible father and a horrible role model. Thank God for my wife. And those are the rules of the Griffin House, if you plan on stopping by. We have snacks, but they're healthy snacks. So that's the Griffin House. My wife laid down the law. She censored me and said not to publish that list. My boy Rob sounds like the house where fun goes to die. Oh my God. Frank, I'd kick Christine out. Oh my God. Patrick, family rules, love it. Do the snack rules apply to you as well? Will you follow the rules?
No.
I can't build a website, man. You know that. We only own a digital media company. I certainly can't knit. I certainly can't start a business. Oh, I did. At the end of the day, these are the Griffin family rules. And what happens is, I'll tell you how this plays out in my house. And if Christine were listening, and I think she is, she would admit to this. She'll put those rules up, but I'll enforce them. And that's how we roll. And that's why we work so well together. That's why we're such a good team. So at the end of the day, I will make Vince sweep the floor and empty the trash. I will make sure that he puts down the the gallon of ice cream. But there are certain things about kids when they're that age that there has to be a delicate balance. And in our house, there is. But the truth of the matter is, my son owns me. Who runs your house? Who runs your house? Husband or wife or both? 866-391-1020. Marty Griffin. So I came home from work 2 days ago. There was a trail of crumbs from one of the pantry areas to the garbage. I opened the drawer where the garbage is, and there were 7 bags of Cheez-Its. 7 empty bags. Seriously. Now, my daughters don't eat that much, but Vincent eats crap. He loves junk, like his dad. He just does. So my investigation determined that Vince and his boy, they're both eggheads. They play video games for 14 hours. Minecraft. We're convinced that it's as good as any card game, and it's going to develop his brain, that they ate all of the Cheez-Its. Well, Christine got wind of this and laid the hammer down. Nothing but snacks that are healthy, and then maybe some junk, including yogurt, Danimals, cottage cheese, string cheese, hummus, guac, okay? And then for, this is the best, the non-screen time, okay? Clean your room. Reading, building a fort. Well, write a letter, make a video, write a journal, draw a picture for a friend. These are the best. Make up a show or a dance, like a Broadway thing. Make up a play. I felt like, you know, something like Death of a Salesman. I like that. Write a story. Do a science experiment. Make a bracelet. Sewing. Knitting. Creating a website. Something like Sparked.com. Create a business. Apple. Maybe. Dell. Go to the library. All that stuff. It's my wife's list. It's her fault. Hi, honey.
Hi.
So, honey, with all due respect, you know that two things. You're right that they need to, I need to conform. This is actually my fault. But you know that the kids and myself, well, you came home and what were we doing?
Laughing at my notes.
We were all in front of the refrigerator laughing.
Yes, that's okay. I'm totally fine with that. As long as you do it, it's fine. I'm good with laughter. We love to laugh in our house. I understand the humor. Now that you say it out loud, I actually meant it in all seriousness. So when you say it that way, it does sound funny. But right, here's why.
Okay, honey.
I wrote the list.
Yeah.
Because we've been through this before. This is not our first attempt.
Yeah.
And this is why I had to put it down in paper where everybody could see. Because we need the kids to know. We need our babysitters to know.
Yeah.
There's different people with them. You know, it's hard for everybody to know what the rule is. And the kids need enforcement. So what happens is they say, I'm bored. I have nothing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? All parents know this. I mean, every parent has been there, whether it's now or it's 50 years ago.
Yeah.
The challenge, I think, now for parents is that the devices are just so easy and so entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's all there. There's so much entertainment. So when they say I'm bored, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
All I have to say is, well, go to the list. There's plenty of ideas.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Of course.
Like, how would you, like creating a business, like a big business?
No, like a lemonade stand.
Oh,
Selling the bracelets.
Okay.
Maybe, I think there's all kinds of things. We talked to a gentleman the other day whose daughter started selling baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't, you know, those kind of things.
How about knitting? Do the kids know how to knit?
You know, our nanny, Elvira, is a seamstress and knits and sews.
Yeah.
So she is really great at those skills and could definitely teach the kids any of those things.
How about write a play? I thought that was...
I used to sew when I was a kid. I loved it. I sewed all our curtains when we moved in. I sewed the kids the crib skirt, the bed skirt. So, you know, those are... I personally like sewing.
Honey, how about write a play, dear?
Well, so when I grew up, we spent a lot of time, like, putting on shows for the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I kind of liken this to TikTok
today.
You know, they're putting on little dances and everybody gets to see it online. Which, I mean, part of that's nice and fun and it's performing and but it's very solitary.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought you could kind of take that and then like do it together.
How about like creating a website, like a Spark kind of website?
Well, not necessarily, but these kids know how to do this online already. They're doing it on their Google Classroom.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They're all learning this already.
So at the end of the day, honey, I'm responsible for Vincent's shoddy eating habits, I would say, right?
Well, I mean, yes. Clearly, this is more your influence. You obviously help out on many more things. I'm not doing that on the magic side. So I'm not criticizing you on that because I have a lot of other things that you help me out on. So that's okay. We'll work together.
And I also have him started on gambling.
Yeah, you know, he loves gambling, actually. You're feeding an addiction. He loves slot machines.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
In the casino slot machines or the neighbor's slot machines?
The neighbor's slot machines. Yeah. He loves them.
Who's the disciplinarian in the house at the end of the day? Who's the one that lays down the law?
You. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're a good team.
All right. All right, honey. I called Vince. He came up with this new web, this new company. It's called Pear. Pear. P-E-A-R. And it's some sort of new device. So I'll let you know what he does when we get home.
Oh, cool.
What about you trying to censor me?
I think most parents understand exactly where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
The only reason I sometimes don't like things on Facebook is people will say things
wackos
online
wackos
that they wouldn't say to your face.
Weirdos.
So that's why I just didn't want to invite people.
Crackpots.
You know.
Morons.
I mean, I think I'm totally open to whatever your radio listeners have for advice, because I can learn from all parents. We're all in it together.
Love you, dear.
Thanks.
See you, honey. There you go. There's the wife list. What do you think?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.